We're looking for sunken treasure in today's GeoQuiz. Well, actually, the treasure sank back in 1804 aboard a Spanish galleon, and it was found 5 years ago by an American salvage company. Some say it was the richest shipwreck find in history, worth about $500 million. Reporter Richard Mullins takes us back to the beginning.
It began with a shipment of 17 tons of gold and silver coins that were part of a flotilla going from South America to Europe, and the British got wind of it and, with a lucky shot, basically blew it to smithereens.
The loaded galleon sank, but where? That's for you to answer. The wreck was found just off the Spanish coast near the body of water that divides Spain from Morocco. In ancient times, this strait was dubbed the Pillars of Hercules. Name the strait, if you can. Winners of our texting game already have. Congratulations now to Michael from Dallas, Kim from Asheboro, North Carolina, and Joy from Wheaton, Illinois. You too can play our GeoQuiz texting game on your mobile telephone. Here's what you do. Just text GeoQuiz to 69866. We'll be back with more on the recovered treasure and the legal battle over it later in the program. And this is PRI, Public Radio International. A couple of Spanish military planes are on the ground in Florida. They are waiting to take back the once sunken treasure we mentioned in our GeoQuiz earlier in the program. The treasure was found near the strategic body of water we asked you to name. The answer is the Strait of Gibraltar. That treasure was aboard a Spanish frigate that was sunk by a British warship back in 1804. The booty was salvaged in 2007. By Odyssey Marine Exploration of Tampa, Florida. The gold and silver coins are thought to be worth around $500 million. Now, Spain has argued that it's owned the treasure all along, and a U.S. federal court agreed. Richard Mullins has been following this story for the Tampa Tribune.
So in 2007, Odyssey was trolling along the ocean floor and found this treasure, started picking it up, and it was in about 3,600 feet of water, and then brought samples of it to a courthouse in Tampa to get the legal possession of it, and then flew it in hundreds of white plastic buckets in a commercial airliner, strapped into the seats like passengers, and flew them. And they landed in Tampa's downtown airport in the middle of the night, and then everything broke loose legally. Everybody wanted a piece of it.
Talk about first-class cargo. That's pretty incredible. So the coinage right now, how many buckets of coins are there?
Well, they haven't said exactly, but it's about 594,000 coins, 17 tons worth. The majority is silver, so it is a hefty stack. The photos of the vault show just hundreds and hundreds of these buckets stacked up like cordwood.
Okay, so this legal fight, which has been going on for some time now, tell us what both sides claim.
The central question of the entire case is this commercial cargo or military cargo? Commercial cargo, for lack of a better term, is finders keepers. If it goes down, salvagers can have some rights to go down and get it. Spain counters that this was never commercial cargo. This is a military vessel on a military mission, and by treaty and by agreement between governments, military vessels are never subject to salvagers.
What about, on the other hand, Odyssey, which is this salvage company based in Florida, which found the coins?
Odyssey has always argued that the treasure may have been part of a group of ships that had military people, and it may have even been on a military vessel, but it was always commercial cargo in the same way that I might send something on FedEx from South America to Europe, and that therefore it's subject to the salvage laws that salvagers for hundreds of years have been working to go down, have an incentive to go and look for valuable things, and as they say, bring those valuable things back into the flow of commerce.
Okay, so the court has ruled now that the coinage belongs to Spain. This has opened up a treasure chest of legal fees and political intrigue. What's the status of things right now?
The status is it's gone all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court, which everyone always expected. With $500 million at stake, they always expected it was going to go at least to the Supreme Court. It went up and came back down, and the federal court here in Tampa, where it started, ordered Odyssey to, by Friday, release the treasure to Spain.
I wonder if they're claiming, though, if Odyssey is claiming that this court ruling might have a negative effect on future treasure hunters.
Right out of the courtroom, Odyssey was claiming that this is one of the worst things that has ever happened for historic artifacts because no legitimate salvager will go off and look for things, knowing that they might end up having to just go ahead and hand it right back again. They view it as a total disaster.
And in the meantime, there are two C-130 Hercules cargo planes, military planes, sitting on the ground in Tampa. They're Spanish planes waiting to take 17 tons of treasure back to Spain.
Absolutely. There's one last Hail Mary legal pass. The government of Peru actually has filed some emergency motions back in the court in Tampa, arguing that they owned this treasure long before Spain ever did, so they get to keep it.
Richard Mullins is business reporter for the Tampa Tribune.